summit. One Israeli military official describes the ferocious terrorist attack on the Jewish state as a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one. At least 1,200 people, many of them civilians, have been killed so far, thousands wounded, and the fighting rages for a third day. The U.S. is coming to Israel's aid, sending military assets, munitions, and heavy arms to its longtime ally. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher in Washington.
The large deployment underscores American concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas could draw in other parts of the region. They're sending an aircraft carrier with a deck of warplanes, accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. Also extra military assistance, such as munitions. In particular, they want to prevent Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah movement from joining the fight. It's backed by Iran, which also funds and arms Hamas. There are reports that Iran helped organize the unprecedented attack, although the Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. hasn't seen evidence to confirm that.
The Biden administration is fending off Republican criticism that the president is partially to blame for the deadly attack on Israel.
Several 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls point to Joe Biden's recent decision to release $6 billion in blocked Iranian funds to free five detained Americans. But the White House pushed back fiercely against the GOP criticism, noting that the unfrozen money has yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Since yesterday's declaration of war, Israel has hit hundreds of Hamas targets in Gaza, including some intentionally placed in civilian areas. Almost 300 Israeli civilians ambushed by the terrorists outside a concert venue are among the dead. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, Dow futures down 140 points. This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist is going to court.
Chase Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents have filed a $30 million lawsuit against a Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. The family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender bathroom policy. This is SRN News. A possible leak shuts down a Baltic Sea gas pipeline.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday local time, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operators given no reason for the suspected leak, and it's investigating together with its Estonian partner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Taliban delegation is visiting western Afghanistan in the aftermath of the powerful earthquake. It killed at least 2,000 people and also flattened entire villages. The magnitude 6.3 quake hit a densely populated area and was followed by strong aftershocks. More details at SRNnews.com.